problem with dating a woman that's genuinely crazy is we already know how we're gonna fuck you over if you fuck us over before you ever fuck us over. And we have to have multiple options in advance, because trying to make a decision in the moment, bitch, is not going to work out well. But you need multiple options, that way you can rationalize and figure out how much time are you willing to do. Because me, I'm gonna dig up his mama fucking grave and I'm gonna leave her skeleton on his porch. I don't know how much time I might do for that, but that's what I got in mind.
Sometimes I honestly feel like men are become stormtroopers if we lived in the Star Wars universe. It's simply normalized to see everything bad and violent happen to them and no one cares. I know she probably was just making a joke, and I do like jokes, but the thing is, I can't stop imagining what would happen to a man if he made jokes like that against a woman. I know, maybe I'm just overreacting. Maybe I just got a little scared of her crazy eyes. But anyway, just to be sure, be careful, guys. A lot of crazy ones out there.
Not have a woman get attached that they have to be cruel to her.
This is one of the most accurate depictions of the issues that we have with casual dating today. I'm a casual dater. I have no issue with casual dating as long as everyone's communicating and open with what they want and they check in that they're on the same page. I've definitely experienced what she's talked about quite a few times over the past few years, where I've been seeing a guy consistently, or we haven't even gotten to that point. We are on the same page of what it is, and it gets to some sort of point where either they maybe think they're gonna catch feels, they think I'm catching feels, there's a fear of intimacy on either their end, or they're worried about it on my end. And instead of just having a conversation about it to make sure, like, hey, are we still on the same page that this is a friends with benefits, or are we still on the same page, whatever, they just start to do things to push you away. I've had guys like ghost me, I've had them try to fizzle out, I've had them just say straight up rude and cruel things to me, I've had guys like be with other women in front of my face, I've had guys get mad at me for no reason and not really tell me, but most of the times you find out later what the reason is, and it has to normally do with what this woman says in the video. And then, like she also states in her video, after being treated so poorly for so long, when you meet a guy that does the absolute bare minimum, he seems like an angel. I am at the point where if I go out with someone and they ask me a question about myself and God forbid are just kind, I think they're like the most amazing person in the world. Like when we say the bar is in hell, like it is in hell.
Girls have their phone on them all the time. We have them in our purse, we have Apple Watches, we see the notification, we're texting our friends. So if she's not texting you back right away, it's because she hates you. Thanks, have a good day.
Trying to change Chad's behavior is not a practical solution for dating problems. In fact, his behavior is not a problem in the first place. It's a consequence from the real problem behind it, women sharing the same small group of men. And even more, the moment I could make Chad stop behaving like a bad boy and be nicer with women that he meets, then guess what? Then he's not a Chad anymore. Now he's just another nice guy, and women really don't like them. But the most interesting thing is how women understand that really well, but only from the point of view where men are the ones affected. If women don't want to talk to you, it's probably because she's not interested in you. It's hard to accept, but that's what all men have to learn about. I wonder what is stopping women to understand that too. And what makes things even worse is that after collecting all that baggage from the guys that treated them bad, they will make the nice guys deal with it, telling them that the bar is in hell. Well, guess what? The bar is not in hell, lady. It's women egos that are floating high on the delusional clouds.
Problem with dating in LA is that every man that lives here, okay, maybe every transplant that lives here, no matter how old they are, they think they're 21. And they act like they're 21. Like, I swear to God, I like go visit my family in Idaho. I talk to my friends that live in like other parts of the country that are not big cities. And they're like, yeah, everyone's like engaged and having babies at like 25. And I'm like, yeah, like I am scared of the 25-year-olds that I meet at the bar here.
It's not that men in LA want to act like they are 21, have no serious relationship with a woman, and have kids. It's just that probably most of them don't want to deal with the BS that marriages are today. Especially when that marriage means to deal with this amazing quantity of delusional modern women. They are just having a good time and dealing with their own business. Not wanting to marry and have a serious relationship, doesn't make them bad. In fact, if you think about it, I would guess that the problem must be more about you than about them. After all, I doubt that you're all alone without any men. It's just that you cannot convince any of them to have anything serious with you, right?
The problem with women these days. Let me guess, you clicked on this video because you thought I was gonna sit here and talk a bunch of crap about how women have so many options on social media and dating apps, and because of that, their standards are astronomical and blah, blah, blah. Well, you're wrong. I'm not denying that that's a reality, but my problem with this line of thinking is that it keeps you locked in into a victim mindset. Anytime you're focused on something that's outside of your control, you are basically paralyzing yourself from taking any actions that are actually gonna improve your situation. So maybe instead of focusing on women being the problem, you could just focus on becoming a higher quality man. Now, I don't say that to be demeaning. I just want you to be happy and successful with women.
What the hell are you?
Rising men's quality won't change a thing about women's hypergamy. Hypergamy is based in the position men occupy in society hierarchy. Women's attraction is not about what men are, but about if they're winning or not. Remember, women want first places, and first places are conditions, not person. That means that doesn't matter if you give women 1,000 bums or 1,000 doctors, they will always divide the group in 80-20% and chase those 20% more desirable. I'm not saying it's not good for men to seek for self-improvement, they should. But in the end, it will always be a game of men exchanging place between the two groups. One man goes up, and another man goes down. It's just an endless job of competition. Going a little bit further, it's all about an evolutionary trait that women carry. They have the role of selecting men. So, what this woman is asking is exactly what has been happening for a long time. Each species that we descended from one day were the best of the best in the world. They got so much better that they became better than anyone else before them. If they were so good, what happened with those guys? What happened with the guys that gave what women want and became the best just to please them? That's right, they're all extinct. The moment they became better, women just said they were not good enough again and proceeded to ignore 80% of them. In the end, it's a problem that has no solution if we expect only men to solve it. Yes, we can always get better, but we also need women to understand that it's impossible to make monogamous couples between 100% of women and only 20% of men. Kinda hard, isn't it? What we really need today is that modern women understand that they are not that special. Men and women are alike. There is a man for each woman to make her happy. The only thing stopping most of them to find this guy is their own pride.